Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And Matt, I am down in Mobile, Alabama. It took me a while to get here today, but I am down here. And tomorrow, the Senior Bowl practices will start. And yes. I just want to go through some of the more interesting names in Senior Bowl class for what we're going to be seeing going on here. I'm not going to get too much into the quarterback position because
The Steelers, right.
And this year's quarterback group isn't close to what was here last year.
No, there were some good players last year.
Yeah, the top guys aren't here, so that is what it is. Running back, it's okay. I'm not going to get too much into that either because I don't know that the Steelers are going to be looking at that group all that closely. At the wide receiver position, there's some guys I really want to see here that are interesting. The first guy I wanted to talk about is Charlie Jones out of Purdue.
Okay.
And he's a bigger slot. Who was the kid that they had last year that went to the Browns?
Yeah, he went to the Browns, caught a lot of balls, doesn't run real well. Yeah, I forget his name.
I can't remember. Yeah. Well, he doesn't run real well. David Bell. That's the guy. David Bell. Well, Charlie Jones does run real well. And if you saw Purdue's games – early in the year, they played Penn State. They had another game early in the year. And he just tore those defenses up. I can't remember who exactly. Was it Michigan State? Maybe Ohio State. Big Ten school. But they couldn't cover him. He's got speed out of the slot. You can line him up in different spots. I think he is a potential mid-round sleeper at the wide receiver position. You know, I'll be interested to see what he does at the scouting combine when it comes time to run that 40, because I expect something in the low 4.4s, maybe high 4.3s for him.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's you know, a 6 foot, 190-pound receiver who, again, gets off press, can do a lot of stuff for you. He's kind of an interesting guy to watch. Another one for me is Trey Palmer out of Nebraska. Did you get to see much of him this year?
I know both these names, but I don't know much about either yet. So
he's supposed to be like a 4.2 guy.
Oh, yeah. I have heard. I do know who you're talking about. He's like one of the fastest guys in this draft.
Yeah. And he's a return guy. And so there's a lot of different stuff there that guy can do. And oh, by the way, again, plays out of the slot.
Right. It's dynamite. Yeah. Yeah. One scouting word of warning to you is I fell prey to this. I remember I was watching Sonoris Moss, Santana's little brother, going, we should take this guy in the first round. I'm like, and when some older scout was like, they're at practice here, dude. Nobody's banging him around. You know, like,
yeah,
I'm not saying you're going to make that mistake, but just anyone that's paying attention to Senior Bowl stuff, some of these speedster little guys are set up to look better than they are.
Yeah. That was a mistake. But again, like Jones, Palmer's not a little guy. He's 6 foot and 185 pounds.
Okay.
So it's not like he's not Calvin Austin. He's a bigger, bigger side guys. Speaking of the bigger guys, how about Rashee Rice at SMU?
Yeah. He's intriguing.
He kind of reminds me, watching some tape on him, the way he high points the football and wins the 50-50 balls, of George Pickens, only bigger.
Okay. Yeah, he does go up and get it. Interesting guy for sure.
Maybe more T. Higgins.
Okay. Yeah. Pickens and Higgins are similar, but I think Higgins is a little more straight line-ish. Probably better at high pointing, where Pickens is better at contorting, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some interesting guys there. See where that goes. At the tight end position.
The weigh-in hasn't happened yet. I'm sitting here searching for weigh-in. I can't find
I saw some stuff yesterday. I saw the offensive lineman from Ohio State, DeJuan Jones, and his measurements. They were measuring his wingspan. If you look on Jim Nagy's Twitter feed.
Okay.
His wingspan was that of somebody who's 7'5".
That was what he was expected.
7'5".
I'm excited for you to see him in person and see what's this dude look like.
His arms got to be down. His knuckles got to be down past his kneecaps.
Watching him just on TV, you know, playing Michigan or whatever, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, we've all seen big dudes. He's different. And I'm open to the idea that he might not be Falele. I mean, like, he might be a first-round pick when it's all said and done.
Yeah. He very well could be. I mean, so he's going to be worth watching. Another one worth watching is the kid out of BYU, Blake Freeland. When we've done some early mock drafts, he showed up in that second-round area.
Yeah.
And he's not an overaged BYU kid.
Which is really important to me, too.
He's still just 23 years old.
Sure, you'd love a plug-and-play tackle. But I think the Steelers are set up well enough that if this kid falls the second round because he needs to add 10 pounds of muscle, okay, we can be patient.
Or he just needs some refinement on his technique.
Yeah, he's a really good pass blocker, but he hasn't run blocked much. Or, you know, whatever he needs to work on, but he has the tools to develop into a starter. They can wait that out. So I would prefer a younger guy.
Yeah. Cody Botch is here as well. Mm-hmm. The toothless one out of North Dakota. I'm going to be interested in him. Obviously, he's going to take a step up in class in terms of who he's blocking on a regular basis. So that's going to be interesting, you know, to watch that, you know, that guy. But he's 6'6", 300 pounds, you know, the typical North Dakota offensive lineman, you know, the former tight end who they bulk up and, you know, move him to offense. So he's athletic. Can he strength-wise hold up against what he's going to see here this weekend or this week?
Yeah, and this will be big this week too. Again, I'm excited to look into these weigh-ins, and I'm sure we'll have them by the next time we get to round. But I've heard some concerns about arm length with him, so he'll answer them. I mean, his arms are, you know,
right. Jonmichael Schmitz is here.
Yes,
he's an intriguing guy.
I don't know if this is his best environment. I mean, he's a big mauling center from Minnesota, if people don't know. But
probably the number one center in this class.
Probably. Yeah. I guess there's some debate, but probably. I think he would be a favorite around here. If he holds up evenly, you know, in one-on-one pass drills, which really helped the D-line, you know, that would be huge for him. Like, I would expect him to struggle there. He's used to having, you know, he's kind of a phone booth player and a killer. So if he can hold up well in the, you know, the one-on-one lineman drills, I think that would go a long way for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of phone booth type players, how about Osiris Torrance?
Yeah. Ooh.
I mean, he's impressive. I want to see just how big that dude is.
Mm-hmm.
And can he move? Is he Falele? Or can he get out there and move and stay on his feet and, you know, maintain blocks and do those kind of things? Because he's a guy that you'd look at. I mean, you got, you know, the Steelers have two first-round draft picks. Maybe not with 17, but 32 if he's there. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and figure things out from there. Just bring in linemen type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is certainly a guy that, I mean, you want to get to a power running game? Well, a 350-pound guard will help you power run.
Oh, sure. I mean, we had a good conversation with Labs last time we got together about Mr. Rooney's press conference. Score more points. They need a guard? Maybe not. But if it's the best one in the class and he's going to be hoping you score more points, I'm open to it. I would rather go center or tackle, don't get me wrong. But if he's your 25th-ranked guy and he's sitting there at 32, I'm interested.
Absolutely. Darnell Wright's here as well from Tennessee. So we'll see.
I'm hearing a lot of good things about him more and more.
Yeah. So I'm interested to watch him working in this kind of environment as well and see, you know, just how athletic he is. Is he worth first round consideration? Let's be frank. There are a lot of times where offensive tackles go at the end of the first round who probably shouldn't be first rounders.
No,
but,
always.
But they've got the traits.
This guy, I'm not predicting it, but we've been doing this a long time. And I mean, I really know how the draft process works. This could be the beginning of getting a little first round buzz with this guy.
Yeah. Uh-oh, right.
See him in a mock at 30. And then 2 months from now, you're like, boy, I hope he's still there at 17. And it's just how that position works. And more people find out and, you know,
where he's at. Looking at the edge rushers, and certainly the Steelers could be interested in different. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different body sizes here. Keon White is here. I want to see what he looks like. Same thing with Will McDonald. Are they big enough to be defensive ends in a 3-4 defense?
I think McDonald's only like 235, 240.
Oh, I'm thinking of, who am I thinking of that? There's another
White, like 285 ish.
Yeah, White's too big. There's another guy like that, though, that's I'm trying to think of who it is now.
Van Ness there?
He is not, no.
Okay.
But Mike Derek Hall from Auburn is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an interesting prospect. Yeah. Adebawari out of Northwestern is another one of those bigger type guys, I think.
So I think Keon White's worth talking about, though.
There's a lot to like there. And yeah. It's going to be interesting to see again. Oh, I know who I'm thinking of. Tyree Wilson out of Texas Tech.
Oh, he's there.
Yeah. He's another one of those 6'5", 6'6", 280 pound guys. Yeah.
I mean, I think he'll be long gone by the Steelers time, but he may be one of the stars of the show there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested to see like a guy like Keon White.
Absolutely. You know,
does he play any defensive tackle here or they just keep him on the outside? You know, how
what a household name, but he's listed at like 6'4", mid 280s, you know, 283 is what I'm looking at. Could he be 295? And is he really 6'4"? Like, if you're going to play the Cam Hayward spot, 6'3 kind of worries me. 6'4 doesn't. I know that doesn't sound like a steal, but it kind of is.
But if he's 6'3 and 7'8", that's, you know, again, big enough to ride the ride.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't have stumpy arms or anything.
Like, yeah.
But he looks like he could be the Steelers' second or third pick, possibly.
Yeah. Looking at the defensive tackles, Ika is here from Baylor.
Interesting.
He's really
curious how he moves.
Yeah. Byron Young from Alabama is here as well. He's kind of intriguing a little bit, but not a whole lot of not the big names. Keanu Benton out of Wisconsin is another one. He's a true nose.
I'm going to say Benton, I bet, is somebody they would like. Tough as day is long, hard to play against. Probably not a super tester, but plays in the league a long time.
Stops the run.
I mean, exactly. Heavy hands. You know, you mentioned Young from Bama. He's not a nose. I mean, I think
he's
more of a upfield guy.
He would be more of a defensive end. But Benton's a guy that I'm interested in watching for sure. Along with Ika. I mean,
Ika looks like in person. Yeah.
Yeah, he's another one of those true nose. I mean, he's...
Oh, yeah, yeah. But a modern-day one. I mean, he's not
Will Fuller. Right.
Right.
Looking at the linebacker position, Tutu is here from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Servassier Dennis from Pitt is, of course, for local people. Cam Jones out of Indiana. Do you know anything about him?
Not a lot, except that he's undersized, very productive. This environment probably works real well for all those guys, to be honest.
Yeah.
The 220-pound linebackers, playing space guys, this is ideal for them.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those guys in this year's draft. And then the cornerbacks, Matt. We got
the group there.
Yeah. Now, the top guys aren't here, but there are some guys. Well, Devin Witherspoon is here.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying he's the number one guy in this class. Starting to build some buzz there. This can only help him, I think, because the other guys aren't here.
Yeah. I'm surprised more aren't, because this is a really competitive position at the top.
Caillou Blue Kelly is here.
Is he?
So he's a guy worth watching. The kid out of Miami, Tyreek Stevenson, is here.
Big.
He should be interesting to watch. So there's some guys here. Both Illinois cornerbacks are here. So Jartavius Martin is here as well.
Okay.
So he'll be interesting. to keep an eye on as well. And then looking at the safety, Jordan Battle's here. Jair Brown is here. We got Jimmy Robinson out of Florida State. J.L. Skinner out of Boise State. So really a lot of the top safety prospects are here.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of safety homework, and I would never project really the Steelers to take one in the first round. I mean, depending how things go, maybe you start thinking about that on day two.
But a lot of those guys I just mentioned are day two guys.
That's what I was going to say. It's not a bad spot. You know, I know a lot of people, and I kind of felt this way too, is if you don't get Casey and Edmonds, you're in a little bit of trouble. Well, you'd find one in the third round, you know, that would be very suitable and cheap.
And cheap. Cheap is the key word there. And talented. I mean, I think there's some definite talent there that those guys are going to get maybe pushed down a little bit because of this year's cornerback class.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that there's some quality there as well. We're going to take another break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. And you can now listen to Steelers Nation Radio anytime, anywhere through your Steeler or through your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from iHeart, and Alexa will take care of the rest. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.